Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, we're back in here. Shout out to our man Kyle Mattson, hanging out with us for a little bit. Hold up, man. I wasn't sure if he was coming in. It's Leezy Friday.
Yeah, and there's one Leezy question that I want to know. Collins asked it. Where's the damn pizza? Oh,
man. Yo, we got to get, like, a pizza sponsor or something. I got to talk to Ralph.
What that got to do with where the pizza at today? That ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Casey, this is great.
Don't bring this man pizza.
I didn't bring him pizza, but I brought Casey a different gift.
No, you don't need to bring anybody pizza.
No, he does.
No, he does not. He gets paid like $7 to be here, and I'm constantly asking.
What that got to do with me?
He had to pick up. He can't afford the pizza.
He's got two jobs.
Well, he does have. He's got like nine jobs.
You can't expense pizza?
I really do have nine jobs.
Cannot. Easy to bring pizza.
No, I'm asking if he can expense it. That way he gets compensated for it at least.
Jesse, I got to get a tax guy for all that.
Yeah, I barely know how to expense stuff. We're going to ask Leezy to expense stuff.
Yeah, Jen, I need to expense this $30 pepperoni pizza, please.
Yeah. The one we get every Friday.
Channel say, get out of my office. Yeah.
Just gonna say, Leezy, we've been looking for you.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh boy. Jen be like, sir, who are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're Leezy. Yeah.
Leezy's never actually signed the paperwork to be here. He just shows up. We got him a key fob. He just shows up and Complex tells him to go pick up artists every once in a while.
Yeah, that was not on my, I didn't expect that. That wasn't on my bingo list, but it was
so
fun.
So what were you driving? Because Leezy and I were on a text exchange with Jacques Weiss's people.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, what kind of car do you have? Yeah. And Leezy said, a white van.
I did. Yeah, I had the white van, yeah.
What white van?
Apparently we have a white van.
Who's we?
Oh, Odyssey. The good folks at Odyssey.
When did we ever get a white van? Yeah,
no, when? What the hell do we have a white van
That's
for?
A Joe Brazil question. I don't know.
When you said white van, I immediately thought, did he pick up Jacques in the good kid Mad City van?
Rolled up the side. Get in.
Did he treat him like the NBC executives when Will tried to stay in Philadelphia?
Snatched him up.
And they threw him in a white van.
Do we even keep a white van here?
It says, what does this contract say? The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, not Philadelphia.
Yeah, it was wild times.
White van. That's crazy.
I pulled up here. I was like, hey, Joe, I need keys for the van. We're going to be picking up Jacques and all that, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, these are the keys. I go downstairs, and I'm expecting the black Odyssey van or even the truck.
How many cars do we have?
Hey, it's like Hertz Rent-A-Car out there. We just got cars.
We got more cars than people.
You should have told him to show you the truck at least.
I said the truck. He said, nah,
well,
you don't want
probably,
the truck.
He had to pick up so many people.
Yeah, that's the thing. We had a whole group of people.
So
we had like four
many,
or five.
Three people.
Yeah.
Threw that man in a white van.
Yeah, I was not expecting all that. But
how many windows does the van have?
Like four or five.
Oh, okay. At least it has windows.
Yeah. Hey, and I was a good chauffeur. I showed up with snacks. I had
that's hilarious.
Cookies,
please tell
drinks,
me
you, name
you
it.
Stopped and got the snacks yourself.
I did.
Leezy.
I did.
That's my man.
That's I my did. Guy.
Leezy would be the 5-star Uber driver
he
who
would.
Has the water. Like every phone call. Oh, you got an iPhone 1? I got you. Here it is.
They asked me for a charger too, and I was like, man, I left it over here. That's the one thing they got me on. They did ask.
See, I was not that type of Uber driver. Yeah. I had the one charger that went with my phone.
Mm-hmm.
There were no snacks, no water. But the vibes were good.
Well,
the car was
snacks
clean.
In the car you need?
Well, yeah, probably so. Yeah. Car was clean, though.
Yep.
Car was clean.
That's number one.
Any waiting around to pick up a ride, just reach back and grab a bag of
what's
popcorn.
The popcorn? Yeah. Y'all love
well,
popcorn.
See, to kill it, I'd be driving around so I'd be able to stop and get some food or whatever. I can't stop and get no food during dealing with KC.
I had time.
So I got a snack.
I had time. I'm one of those people, I have to be early to stuff. So, like, they said, hey, meet us at 12:20. I was there, like, at 11:40, just
bro,
posted up.
11:40.
11:40, nothing.
Bro, you were there. What is wrong with you?
11:50.
11:40, nothing. Leezy was there at, like, 11:20.
Yeah. That works.
Leezy sent a text, like, hey, guys, just letting you know I'm in the area. And I'm like, wait a minute. What time are they coming in?
Yep.
And they immediately respond, we were told to be ready by 12:20 or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, I was posted up.
Oh, man. Leezy just out there hanging out waiting for Jacques Weeks to come downstairs.
Yeah. Shout out to Leezy, man.
Yeah, it was fun times. He's good people, man. Ever since we met him at Soul Bloom, Night for Lovers, he's always a real one, man. I like when he's in town. He's a good dude. And he appreciated the show. We was listening back, and he's like, see all the stuff they're saying. I got to tell my young artists so they know to be, you know, candid, open, entertaining, not just be so closed off. You know, a lot of young people like that. Too cool. Mm-hmm. But he was great, you know?
Why you got a beanie and a sweatshirt on? It's like 90 bro. Degrees
I'm repping
outside.
The Insiders, and I'm repping 102.5.
Insiders don't have a t-shirt?
Yeah, it's hot, though.
You got to make
Cut
one.
Cut the sleeves off, Bill Belichick. Yeah. It's hot outside.
I don't think I want to be Bill right now. He's in some trouble. He got to chill.
I don't think he's in trouble. Yeah.
No, he might be. He might be.
Well, I don't know that story's true, though.
We're hearing conflicting reports.
Oh, yeah.
North Carolina was like, yeah, this isn't true.
Pablo got you out of your house.
And was that Pablo that reported that, too?
Yeah.
Because he also said his sources, did you see the video where he's talking about her on the commercial set or whatever? Where Bill was shooting.
She crashed the.
Yeah, Bill was shooting a commercial, and she shows up, and then she's like, hey, what if we did this? Or she leaves or whatever, shows up again in some bikini, and they're like, oh, yeah, let's shoot it this way. Mm. And Pablo says that, oh, yeah, we'll do it. But they basically handed her the controller that don't work. They said that they're pretending to shoot, but the camera wasn't rolling or whatever. So they shot like a fake commercial, I guess.
I'm not saying Pablo is lying or has bad sort. I'm not saying that. But I believe North Carolina. She was not.
Well, yeah, banned. If North Carolina put out a statement that said, no, she's not banned from the building,
I don't think she
her.
Is banned or ever has been banned. That sounds like, come on, that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
That Bill Belichick, who might be the most powerful person at the school, at the university, if he's not banning her, the AD is not banning her from, like, that never happened.
Wasn't
I don't
there
believe
a
it.
Report like they want to do? It's not Hard Knocks, but something like Hard Knocks, and then they want to do
it was
something.
Hard
it was Hard
Pablo,
Knocks.
Pablo
okay.
said that.
Okay, that's the one. Okay, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Well,
and Pablo, once again, it's like all the other reports that I'm talking about. Pablo could have absolutely heard that from somebody that he trusts.
Yeah.
That person could have been wrong. So I ain't saying Pablo lied. He heard what he heard or got the information he got. Mm-hmm. That person could have been wrong.
What about the Pablo. Kobe Memorial LeBron thing, too? Wasn't that kind of conflicting as well?
That was Pablo saying LeBron wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But isn't that like there's conflicting? Like, is that like for sure, though?
No. I mean, none of it.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's Pablo. The people he talked to, that's what.
Which
that's what
aren't
they said,
necessarily so. The people who would know if LeBron James was there.
I'm saying, like, Pablo's putting this stuff out, and it's like, oh, yeah, then she's banned from UNC,
what,
and then UNC's like, oh, maybe
what
not.
Pablo could have said regarding LeBron is LeBron wasn't in the audience. Like, he could have said that because a lot of the people he talked to were, because I went back and listened, a lot of the people he talked to were TV executives.
Mm-hmm.
He could have said, yeah, but, like, if LeBron was there, he wasn't in the audience. Mm-hmm. And from what I think that is 100% true. But I believe in terms of LeBron James at the Staples Center for Kobe Bryant's memorial, I believe that he was there.
And to be fair to Pablo on that.
Or not, I believe he was there.
He didn't say anything. He just said, he was reporting, like, these are the things that I've heard looking into it. I don't remember him ever saying, LeBron wasn't there. I've got facts. He didn't say that. He was just like, look, I did some digging, and these are the people I talked to, and this is what came back.
Here's,
do with that what you want.
Here's what Pablo said, it looks like, following the statement from North Carolina today. He said, we broke the news of an important meeting where UNC higher-ups told the football program that Jordan Hudson can't be around the facility anymore. Many people around the team heard that message very clearly. You could decide who to trust in terms of how the PR spin goes from here. He responded to another one. P.S., UNC can now choose to describe or change its position on Jordan Hudson's involvement however it wishes. Following the publication of our episode, we requested comment and filed dozens of Freedom of Information Act requests that were not satisfied, and we stand by the specific reporting in our episode, which came from the highest levels of the football program. That's Pablo Torre today.
Mm-hmm.
The highest levels of the football program. There's only the highest person.
You're thinking of the highest.
Yeah, so I...
But there is an athletic director. There is a director of information for football programs. It's pretty high. I'm not saying that's who we talked to. Right. I have no idea.
But it
could be other people than Bill Belichick.
That phrasing, the highest people of the football program, to me, there's nobody higher than Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
There are higher people in the athletic department, which is what I would have said. That came from the highest people
to be clear,
in
maybe,
the athletic department.
Maybe maybe I read this wrong, and we stand by the specific reporting in our episodes, which came from the highest levels of the football program.
Highest level. So there's other people. There's other people on the level.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Of Bill, or even a little below Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that's fine. Again, yeah. You talk about the directors of information. You talk about there's a lot of people that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I mean, think about the different people that we deal with at Sac State to get mm-hmm. Coach Marion or Mike. There's a lot of different people who work to make these college football programs. This is Sac State. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine how many people are running at North Carolina with Bill Belichick there.
Yeah, I don't think Pablo is lying about what he heard or what he was told. And the people that told him that, I think, are relatively high-ranking officials. I just don't know if they were right.
He's standing by.
I think there's a alternate theory. We can talk about it. Let's get reset. We'll come back. Leezy's hanging out with us. We'll have some fun here. We'll open the phone lines for you as well. And I'll pose the question right now. Is this damaging Bill Belichick's legacy at all? Steeler and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, our man Leezy hanging out with us as he does most Fridays here. We were talking about the latest development here. Just got into a conversation about what's going on with Bill Belichick and North Carolina and Jordan Hudson. And, you know, Pablo Torre did one of those, is it called Pablo Finds Out or Pablo Investigates or something like that. He's got a really good podcast.
I like it.
Pablo Torre Finds Out, I think is what it's called. That's the one that Kyle turned me on to where he investigated the 100-point game. that's where I got introduced to that podcast. But
he does a good job with that.
Very much so. And he reported that UNC had asked or had told Jordan Hudson she's not allowed in football facilities. North Carolina came out with a statement today saying that's not true. She doesn't work for us, but she will continue to manage Bill Belichick's, essentially his outside ventures. The statement actually, to me, at least attempted to distance themselves from Jordan Hudson. Jordan Hudson is Bill Belichick's manager, facilitator, whatever, handles his outside North Carolina football stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what the statement said. And, you know, there's a conversation about, you know, maybe Pablo got the wrong information. Maybe the stuff the people at North Carolina revealed to Pablo Torre was just, in fact, wrong. Or North Carolina got a call this morning. From Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
So I don't know which one is true, because I know my first thought was this is like what's Bill Belichick, arguably the most famous football coach of the last 20 years, maybe the most famous football coach ever. He's just going to let this report sit out there? I don't think that's going to happen. And so for North Carolina to come out with that statement today, maybe the report was never true. Or maybe North Carolina got a call and said, we're not doing this. She will be at the facility. She will be around, I'm speaking from the perspective of Bill Belichick, me and everything that I do. And if you have an issue with that, let's revisit what we're doing here. And Bill Belichick has enough sway to do that. This isn't Texas. You know what I mean? This isn't, you know, one of those, you know, big, massive colleges. This is North Carolina. It's a fine football program. It's a massive university. It's a fine football program. Bill's got the control there. So I don't know that we'll find out an answer as to how this went down, but I do think there's multiple ways that what happened, that what transpired today, there's multiple ways that it could have gone.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. And that goes the way you laid it out, too, is like, how do I say, like, people around North Carolina are, you know, saying that this is what they're going to do, who don't necessarily have final decision-making power. Like, this, man, this is crazy, speaking to somebody in the offices. It's crazy around here. Like, we gonna ban her. We gonna make sure she don't come around here anymore. Cause this is crazy. And Pablo, she banned, bro. She banned. And then that gets out, and the guy with the power says, "No, she's not. And you guys better let everybody know she's not banned. Cause I didn't say she's banned." So that's just what it is. And I don't know if somebody spoke too soon. Maybe they said this is what they're trying to do. This is what needs to happen. What I don't know. But I do think whatever was going on, it wasn't ran by the guy who has the sway, like you just mentioned. And if he don't okay it, nothing's final until he okays it there.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's got ADs, presidents of the universe. Like, he's got bosses, too. But like you just mentioned, he's got the sway and the power and the leverage to say, if I'm not cool with it, I'll just leave. I'll just leave. Then what you going to do? I don't need this job.
Yeah. Yeah. Bill's, I hate to say bigger than the program, but Bill definitely has all the leverage and power, like you're saying. And it's really kind of like sad to see, like D'Lo was asking, does this impact his legacy? Obviously not. Bill's always going to be a great coach and all that stuff. But the distraction she's starting to become is a big headline, you know, and for most of his career, he's always been quiet, subtle, not making big headlines. And now all of a sudden you always hear about her in these interviews. Now she's being banned. It's becoming a whole thing, you know?
I don't think it damages his legacy. And I also think if North Carolina starts off 8-1, I don't think it'll matter too much. Like, maybe it will, because she'll always be around. Like, she'll have these photo ops. And when Bill is celebrating a win against Florida State, like, she'll be under his arm. So it'll be a story in that way. But if they're winning, we're still going to look at the great Bill Belichick. That's what I think.
You know what it low-key reminds me of? It's not the same, but it's kind of like Travis Hunter and his situation. Like, Travis, he's a great player and this and that. But he has a whole situation with his girlfriend and people want to put them under a microscope. It's kind of the same thing with Bill. Bill's always going to be a great coach, but now if anything's going on the sidelines or this or that, people got to be like wondering how his girlfriend's having an influence on him, you know?
It's a weird story. I asked you the break. This is what is defining right now Bill Belichick's time in North Carolina. Of course, he hasn't actually coached a football game yet. Mm-hmm. Is this damaging for Bill Belichick?
Yeah, I don't. It depends on if he wins or not. If he wins, it'll be a footnote. If he loses and this becomes a disaster, it'll be a stain. It'll be a little bit of a stain. But I also think time heals all wounds, right? So let's just go worst case scenario. They go 4-8. You know, they don't really get their footing in 3 years. The same distractions are going on with him and Jordan. Mm-hmm. And he's out of North Carolina in 3 years. Immediately, it's like, this was a train wreck. This was a disaster. 10 years from now, it might be mentioned, but we're just going to talk about how he's probably the greatest
head coach of all time
of football in NFL history. And we'll leave it at NFL. Mm-hmm. That'd almost be like Jordan with the Wizards.
Mm. Yeah.
We'll just leave it at NFL.
It never happened. Jordan with Wizards, never happened.
Do you think Bill's trying to get back to the NFL? Is that what this stop in North Carolina is about?
Hmm.
I was always surprised he took the job. I thought he was just going to wait for a job to open up in the NFL.
Well, there was some post-North Carolina rumblings. What's up, Jesse?
I don't think he's trying to get back to the NFL. I think North Carolina is the job he could get where he could get part of the power that he wants. Like, he's not running an NFL team like he would with the Patriots or anything like that anymore.
I'm glad you jumped in, because that's a really important word in all of this. Hmm. Power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the post North Carolina talk around the NFL, at least from reporters, was he wants that Bill Belichick level of power that he had in New England, and no team wants to give him that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're all looking at each other like, I'm not doing it. Like, I can't operate my football program that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know that he could do that at a place like Texas.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know about Texas. Right.
So North Carolina might be the level of place. One, it's a high profile university. You get paid really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings some notoriety to their football program, which, you know, in the NIL era, we're dealing with something totally different. North Carolina doesn't look like, you know, if you're a quarterback back, you know, what was it? Cutcliffe? What was the Peyton and Eli's guy? Was it David Cutcliffe? Was that his name?
Duke coach?
Yeah. Oh, that was Duke, not North Carolina. Because I was thinking it. Oh, Duke, like
who was the coach of North Carolina?
Yeah, but Jesse's right.
David Cutcliffe
was a Duke. But I'm thinking like, if you're a quarterback, like that's where you want you. You could go learn the quarterback position at Duke from like Cutcliffe. Mm-hmm. But now in the NIL era, Bill Belichick can convince me to come. He can convince me to come to North Carolina.
Yeah.
To get some money from Chapel Hill groceries or whatever. Absolutely.
You get to go play for one of the greatest coaches ever. You get money in your pocket. What's the problem?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, like you mentioned, with the whole NIL going on right now in the landscape of college football, it's not the same, doesn't have the same cachet maybe, but it could be a lot closer to professional football with getting players and being able to get to the best talent to North Carolina. If it was just like the old days where you're just based on the scholarship and maybe sliding a tractor in front of somebody's dad's house,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That might have been a little tough for Bill. But Bill's like, hey, I can go get some NILs. We got $20, $40 million to spend. Let's go get the best. I can go get the best quarterback.
It works. We see it here. Hey.
Well, he can't outshine Sack State.
Oh, no. Stingers up.
We out here, my boy, yeah. My boy Brandon Marion. He's
doing his thing.
Getting him five stars.
That's right.
That's what we doing.
I'm going to a game.
Please believe. I'm seizing tickets.
Stingers up. We out there repping.
Yeah.
Football, basketball, we out there.
Oh, great. Now everybody's begging for sideline passes.
I was first.
Yeah.
You were.
Hey, we've been down.
You were down there, weren't you, for the spring game?
Yeah, but it was pretty dope. Everybody was – there was no
– everybody was on the sideline.
Yeah, everybody could be.
Sideline Kenny.
There was literally people – it got a little wild. There was literally people on the Sac State sideline where the players were. It's like, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on, sir. I'm going to need this rope to go up right here.
Somebody grabbing helmets and trying to run out there. Coach, let me run a play.
They're doing a Drake and Nick Nurse to Coach Marion.
That's what I think we should do. Next time Coach Marion's on and you're begging for sideline passes, you know what, Coach? This is a great idea. But what Kenny has to do is come out for a practice.
Yeah.
And he's got to take a couple hits.
Well, that got to do with anything. Why would I have to do that?
To get the sideline pass. Come on. No, you can't just be handing out sideline passes.
Yes, you can.
That could be part of our Kenny Takes Sports series this summer.
Hey! I'll film it, Kenny. I got you.
Let's
go.
I'll run some routes.
T-O-E.
My man.
I'll
run some routes. I ain't taking no hits. It's non-contact. What are we talking about?
No, what are we talking about?
Like, y'all are crazy.
No, we'll get you some pads.
Why?
So you can get hit.
I ain't no football player.
You can take it, Casey. You go.
And I'm a 40-year-old man.
We'll do Oklahoma drill.
What the hell is this?
We'll do Oklahoma drill against the third string corner.
Could you just reverse the wording and say, I'm a man, I'm 40?
I'm a man, oh, no, I'm 40.
Talk like him. Don't talk like him.
That is one of me and my friend's favorite quotes. We do that all the time.
It's crazy to think that man was 4 years younger than me when he said that. Yeah. Like, what?
Don't come at
name. Gundy. What's his name?
Yeah, he's still there today.
He is still there.
The Heat's still starting to turn up on him though, because he ain't winning.
Man.
He ain't winning.
What is his first name?
Mike.
Is it Mike?
Oh, okay.
Mike.
Yeah, I was like, last name's Gundy, but
yeah, Mike Gundy.
I'm supposed to say Mike Van Gundy.
Oh, Lord.
The law's brother, Mike Gundy.
What were you gonna say?
Oh, good. This is a no, we're show right here.
Don't all talk at once, you guys.
Yeah, no.
I brought Casey a nice gift.
So Friday car crash. Oh, did you? Oh, yeah. You hadn't revealed that.
He tried to give it to me during the break. I said, yo.
Let's hold off.
Like, is this a radio situation or what?
Yeah.
He said, let's hold off. So let's see what this is, man.
It's Friday. I forgot the hat.
I can feel that.
Oh.
It's from Lids.
Okay.
So we'll see what's going on here.
They don't have Kings hats there, by the way.
Oh, hey.
Let's see what's cooking. Oh, let's go.
A Dodger hat.
Let's go.
You know, he's a supporter.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Hey.
You know, he's a supporter.
Shout out to that boy, Leezy.
I got you.
Shout out to that boy, Leezy. You know the vibes, man. Hey, come on. Knicks set. Nick's set, Nick's tape. You know the vibes, man. 147th Street, Uptown. You know what I mean? Hey, we're doing this for 34th Ave, baby. You know what I'm saying? Garden going to be lit tomorrow. It's going to be lit. Fat Joe in there, man. Yeah. Hey, hey, hey.
Terror
shout
Squad.
Shout out Terror Squad.
Remy Ma.
Shout out Fabulous. He's going to be in the Loso. I see you, boy.
Nicki
Joe
Minaj.
Budden going to be out there. Hey, shout out to that boy, Tracy Morgan. Chris Rock.
Tony,
you know, we all going to be out there, boy. Hey, hey, Capo. You know the vibes, boy. Let's go.
Now, see, the whole point was...
This whole scene is pathetic, by the way.
Whenever people get
this whole scene is pathetic. Starting with you, buying that headband. Second of all, Jesse.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Hey. I'm glad they talk when they're ahead. No. They talk when they're ahead.
There you go.
This is pathetic.
Well, okay. Now, see, this whole thing. Now, people don't get on me for supporting my guy, Jimmy. Just know people support the Knicks, too.
No, see, this is the, this is the thing. This. Okay, all right. Yeah. Where was your Warriors at in 04?
No, 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 wait.
In 04.
No, don't do that to him.
Oh, Jimmy not there no more, so I like the Warriors. That's
I'm
like me saying, oh, Brunson ain't with the Mavs no more, so I like the Knicks. No, I've been with the Knicks 20 years,
bro.
Hold on,
he just said it. He just said it right now. He's been with the Knicks for 20 years. What more do we want? What more do we want? He's been with the Knicks.
I've been a Knicks supporter for 20 years. What are we talking about?
Yeah, no, no, this show, we're originating live from Times Square. What a joke. All these years, we've been talking about 916. We've been talking about Light the Beam. All of it. Look at Zell changed the whole intro, dog.
Dog, what you
changed
talking
about? Start repping Brooklyn.
I've been supporting
Staten Island.
I've been supporting the Knicks for over 20 years.
Wow. You see that?
I'm a Kings fan.
Manhattan.
For 30, 40 years.
Stephen Brown called you two team hoes.
Oh, okay. Stephen Brown
settle
can't
down,
talk.
Stephen Brown. Ooh, I don't know who he with.
Stephen Brown out there repping Mighty Mouse. No one worry about Stephen Brown.
Man.
Bear Bryce, right here in the chat house. This dude, Kenny, just turned straight to a Knicks fan on
air.
March
fan.
This day in history, May 9th, 2025.
I'm not
Knicks
a joke. I'm not a Knicks fan. Stop. I'm a Knicks supporter. There is a difference. I've already expressed the difference. There's no emotional attachment. I'm not going to dive into Times Square and Union Station and all this other stuff. I'm not going to do that.
No.
But I'm going to be in dope.
Look at what we got. You got Allen Stiles, a goddamn Warriors fan. You got Kyle Draper, a Boston Celtics fan. You got Kenny Caraway, the New York Knicks fan.
No,
I'm the only Kings fan here.
I'm not a Knicks fan.
Do you see yourself?
I got a Cardinals hat. Am I a Cardinals fan? No.
It's just a hat.
It's a hat.
But you weren't singing a song for the Cardinals right now. You
Facts.
Weren't doing anything for the Cardinals right now.
I'm not a Cardinals supporter.
Why don't you put your little jewelry on your Knicks hat?
It don't match. It's red. I got red today. And this is a blue and orange and black hat. But like I said, I'm not a Cardinals supporter. You know what I mean? I ain't supporting the Cardinals. You know, I want to see the Knicks do well.
Look what you did. First of all,
that's a difference.
You know, here's the other thing. You owe this man an apology. You demanding this man brings you pizza, and he brought you a hat.
Those things are not related, sir. I'm starving right now. I'd love to have a slice of pizza.
Eat that stupid-ass Knicks hat then.
If the Knicks
and you, what do you think about this?
I mean, like I said, they talk when they're ahead.
Man, what a heel turn this was.
What you mean
a heel turn? No, you know what it is.
Oh, my God!
What a turn this was.
Stop it.
That man in that little studio right there has busted his ass for us for 5 years. We took little Jesse Tapia from a kid into the best producer in the game. And here, one basketball
series.
I don't need KC.
I don't need KC because I have the Jesse supporters in the chatty house. They showed up yesterday. I don't need KC. I got the Jesse crybabies over here, all right?
The Jesse maniacs. But look, hey, and Jesse, no.
Brother.
Since Jesse met me. This ain't new. I've been talking about
it. Yeah, he's been
this.
A Knicks fan.
I'm not a Knicks fan.
He's been a Knicks fan.
You just said 20 years.
That's where it gets crazy. You guys talking about I'm a Knicks fan. I'm not a Knicks fan. I want to see the Knicks do well. I'm a Knicks supporter, but it's Kings for life. I've been Kings, and I'm going to stay Kings.
Well, if they play in the finals, are you taking Kings or Knicks?
Kings. There's no hesitation. There's no hesitation.
Oh, no.
It's been Kings out here. It's always going to be Kings. There ain't no hesitation with that.
You're going
to
go
9-1-6. We lighting the beam.
You're going to go to the clinching game at the Garden and not be upset if we lose.
Yep.
No, I'm going to be high.
He's going to be on courtside.
I'm going to be out
courtside
there.
MSU.
I'm going to be out there with the Stojakovic jersey.
You just
I'm going to be out there with the Pacers jersey.
No.
No, I'm going into the garden with the Pacer jersey. What are you talking about?
See, like Michael Jackson in the Thriller music video.
We don't need KC. We got KC Tucker. We got Westside Kings fan. Curtis.
Yep.
Russ.
Yep.
Wheezy.
Yep.
Will. The Jesse Hollick. Shout out Johnny G.
Jesse Hollick.
Put it on a shirt.
Biggie. TCG. See, I'm a real Kings supporter. I'm here to support. I'm not wearing the gear. I'm here for the chat. I'm supporting. I'm a real supporter. All right? I'm not throwing on the gear. There's no picture of me in Kings gear. But when the Kings are playing, I want them to win for the chatty house.
That's
a real supporter. A real supporter.
I want the Kings to win for me.
Nah, but you're
because
you're,
I'm a Kings.
You're a Knicks fan.
I'm
a supporter.
I'm not a Knicks fan.
Yes, you are.
Not a Knicks fan. I'm a Knicks supporter. That's it.
You got the Knicks hat before this.
Y'all ain't never. Well, I don't really like the term. That's why you haven't heard it. But you ain't never heard me say "bing bong."
You said it right now.
Oh,
you ain't never heard me talk about "bing bong." I'm pretty sure you said that.
That's a lie. Yeah,
it's like a minute ago.
That was like 3 years ago. I'm sure you did say that before,
Charlie, if you're listening, just end this.
Sorry, Charlie.
Just take us out.
Shout out to my man Leezy. You know what I mean? Hey. Big up Leezy, man. Hey, look, I want to see the Knicks do well. I'm supporting them in this series and in the playoffs. And come next October,
we're rocking with Kings on every game. God, there's so many stupid things happening right now. You know what you like a year ago, I'm going to get a Tatum jersey.
I did. See the switch up?
He did say Tatum's his guy.
Yeah.
He said that.
See how they switch up? Start.
Hey, Leezy, why don't you shut up?
Okay. Yeah. Leezy, no. That's my guy. Leezy. What are we waiting for?
No, that would be clear. This guy walks in a Warriors beanie a week ago and brings you a Knicks hat. Wow.
They didn't have any stuff I wanted. I told the guy I didn't have a team, and he's like, "Hey, just take this blue and yellow one."
Now you
have
it. Who was that guy?
I was like,
he's changing his story.
Tell me his name.
I beat a lot of people.
Yeah, we need to mention his name on this air. Don't be in Sacramento offer. Hey, get this blue and gold.
Shout out to Arden Mall. He's at Arden Mall working. Doing his thing. He offered me blue and yellow beanie. I just took it, okay?
Hey, Chad, you see how Leezy and KC treat you guys? Talking about the Kings, blah, 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 this, that. What hat is KC wearing right now?
I've paid my Kings.
Bro, what hat did I wear yesterday?
I've been watching the Kings. I've seen Ray McCollum.
I have no idea what you wore.
I had a Kings hat yesterday.
No one knows if that's actually true.
There's tape. They just say
hey,
anything.
What year is it?
What do I care about yesterday when today is right here?
Was it on VHS? Well, you got to rewind it and see? All right, someone rewind the tape and see if KC had a Kings hat on yesterday.
It's Kings.
Leezy probably photoshopped it if he did.
Zabo, make some clips.
It's Kings for life. You know what I mean? I like to see the Knicks do well. I'm a Knicks supporter. People say fan. I keep telling you, I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm not out here, like my man said in the chat, I'm not calling him Jason Tatum. I'm not doing
that's wild.
I'm not calling him Jason Tatum. You know what I mean? I'm still calling him Jason Tatum. But I want to see the Knicks do well.
Uh-huh.
Leezy, how you think that series goes?
Man, this is incriminating because I think your Knicks gonna take it, man. They got the depth for it. Mikal Bridges is the guy they finally traded for. He's finally showing up. OG Anunoby's knocking down threes. I feel bad, Jesse. It's looking bleak. And I ain't talking about Memphis.
We
only won two games.
You're quoting Kenny. Okay.
Last time Knicks were up 2-0, they lost to the Pacers. So we'll see.
The Knicks are tougher than a $2 steak.
Well, you said it. Yeah, right. Leezy, you said it.
That don't matter, though.
You know, somebody brought up a good point about the Knicks. I don't know what's going to happen. Game 3 is crazy. Game 3 is going to, I think, maybe determine the series. And I don't know how it's going to play out. But
yeah, if they go down 3-0. That's a pretty good.
If they go down 3-0, I think the Celtics have the talent to come back from 3-0.
Man, I think they go down 3-0.
It's cooked until they
mind is
going to
be shot.
The Celtics, they have the talent and the roster and the depth, but if you go down 3-0, there's mentally
almost,
you're not going to be able to.
Almost did it against Leezy's Heat, and then Tatum sprained his ankle in Game 7. Is that injury luck, by the way? Is that injury luck?
He played the game. He played.
He sprained his ankle, though.
He played. It's the same thing with Giannis. People talk about Giannis was hurt. He played, too, when the Heat beat him. I don't hear all that.
He didn't play for like 2 games. What are you talking
about? No, he played in the elimination game. He played.
Oh, the elimination game. You see?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
See, look at it. You see? Look at it. You see?
Like OG Anunoby.
Oh, my goodness. He played. Come on, man. It's like the T-Wolves fans. No one's crying for Curry over in Minnesota. They're like, hey, Curry's out. They taking the dub. They ain't worried about it.
What's up with your boy Jimmy, man?
That's what Jimmy does sometimes. There's times where Jimmy will take over, and other times he want to play make and pass to people, and they ain't hitting shots. He need to take over.
It can't happen. Yeah. He can't do it.
That game yesterday was over for it.
He can't do it. Jimmy can't take over for real.
I mean, we talk like it's once again. It's like hey, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the skyhook was unstoppable. Is it unstoppable today? No, it's not. Jimmy's not that same person today. I'm talking about can Kareem do it today?
No,
he can't. Jimmy, great. You can't take away his moments.
Isn't over yet.
You can't take away Jimmy's moments and what he's accomplished. But he's not.
This man,
he's not that no
more. 8-seed playing teams to the finals, and you don't think he can show
like I
up?
Said, Kareem skyhooked over Laimbeer in Paris for game after game. Can he do that today?
If some people show up, the Warriors, that was a rough game yesterday. I'm glad Kuminga finally got to play. Steve Curry don't ever want to play him. I'm glad he finally got some minutes, man. Should have been playing. Wow. What's Paz doing? We're depending on Jimmy Takeover and Buddy Hield to write shotgun with him. Like, come on.
Let's see what TC thinks. TC, this show is a joke, man. It's up to you to save it.
Boy, it's wild. Hey, man, what's up with my four brothers, man?
What's up, TC?
It's going down, man. Hey, my boys is wild. Hey, y'all all fun. Leezy, hold on. Before we even start, Leezy, boy, it's like 100 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm. You got that beanie in there. Talk about it. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
TC, I always thought you listened to the show. You watching the show on YouTube?
Man, you know I'm watching on YouTube. Listen, I'm everywhere, Leezy, when it comes to homies, man.
TC is everywhere.
Who you talking to? You know, this. check it out, though. Look, I just called in really just to tap in with the homies. Leezy, I have to get on you, say Happy Mother's Day, man, to all the mothers, man. But other than that, man, I mean, Kings related. Hey, what y'all think on this? I know the Bobby Jackson talk quiet down. I think that was like, we can't tamper with Bobby Jackson because ain't he still under contract? So I think that's why all that noise deaded down. I know it was a bunch of pushback, but what y'all think about that? I know people can't talk too much on that, but from my point of standpoint, I think Bobby would be here, but I think we just have to calm down on the noise, bro, because he's still under contract and that's tampering. That's all I got, man. Have a good weekend.
Appreciate you, TC.
Appreciate you, big dog.
This is Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, by the way, 916-909-1320. Let's step out real quick. We'll come back. We'll talk about I don't think there's much to that Bobby Jackson situation, to be honest with you. There might be some certain protocols that have to be followed, but we'll talk about that. You going to hang out a little bit longer?
Yeah, I'm down.
Stephen McKasey, brought to you by Sky River Casino, Sacramento sports leader, ESPN 1320. What did I just walk in on?
So
what are we looking at?
During the break, the Chatty House, during Leezy Live, it was his show. After he stopped talking about the Warriors.
By the way, I was tempted. What Casey means for those on the radio is Casey and I, which we rarely do, both left the studio at the same time. So Leezy was here. I meant to grab you and say, hey, just stay out here and make Leezy bring us.
Welcome back to ESPN 1320.
Well, and by fire. See, you good, baby. Well, you ain't got to do all that. Got it.
Download the app.
Well, the streets were already saying, what was going to be the return? Let me see if I can find it. Oh, man.
Yeah, the question was.
They said Leezy, basically, the quote was, it's going to be Leezy. Yeah, I'm Leezy here, and welcome back to ESPN 1320 for more Jimmy and Dubs talk here. That was going to be the case.
Yeah.
But somebody asked Leezy, they said, Leezy, if the Kings got a top four pick, would you pick the player or trade it?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And my first thought was, oh, you pick the player for sure.
I'm picking the player.
But
we talked, yeah.
I started to think about it a little bit more, and I think I'd pick the player. Mm-hmm. But you might be able to maneuver some stuff. So what I mean by, say you got four, maybe you could trade back to nine, switch spots, get the ninth pick, and maybe get a player for that top four pick.
Yeah.
And I was trying to see who they could do some work with. You've got...
Lottery's Monday, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, lottery's Monday.
Is anyone going? Probably not.
What'd you say?
I said, do they have a representative for the Kings? But since it's such a long shot, they probably don't have a representative for it.
I think they have to.
Oh. Well, you might have a backstage representative, and then they'll know.
They still send them out there, though.
Yeah, it's just always cool to see who goes.
Yeah, they still send them out there because, like, when they lose the pick, the Malik Andrews goes, this means the Kings don't have
a pick. Oh, that'd be suck. Who gets that assignment?
And they Alvin go, they, the camera goes like, to the person that lost the pick.
Conti, if you're listening, they're going to send you. You're going to be the dejected one sitting there. Oh, man.
But say Kings got a top four pick, and they wanted to trade the pick instead of making the pick. Would Houston's got the number 9 pick? You swap picks with Houston and get Jabari Smith.
Swap picks.
Would you do that if you were the Kings?
And you're four.
You're nine now.
No, no, but yeah,
but you start at four.
So who's your? But who's the fourth pick?
Fourth pick right now is Ace Bailey.
So do you like so we'll just go with that. Do you like Ace Bailey more than Jabari Smith in the 9th pick? That would be the that's how you'd have to weigh it, right? Yeah, yeah. Like how do you grade out Ace Bailey versus the 9th pick in Jabari Smith?
On this mock draft that I'm seeing, Con Knuppel, the point guard from Duke, is the 9th pick. I'll go one more pick later, which is the 10th pick, and that's Derek Queen out of Maryland. So do you, if you're the Kings, do you think a combination of having Jabari Smith and a center like Derek Queen would be better than having Ace Bailey to your scenario?
Yeah, that's how you have to. That's how you'd have to weigh this, assuming there's no other compensation involved. It's also a different financial commitment from Sacramento in that the 9th pick obviously costs less than the 4. Then you have whatever Jabari's contract is, which would still be a rookie deal.
Yeah.
And then you have decisions to make with him down the road. So
Yeah, it's interesting. My first thought is like, hey, you get top four pick, no doubt. Like, no, you're not trading. The only way I think I would trade is if I could stay in the draft. I don't know realistically. I mean, who knows? The Bucks, Giannis, all this other stuff. But realistically, outside of Giannis, there's probably not a player realistically available that I would want to give up that pick for. Does that make sense? So I'd probably just keep the pick. Unless I can trade and stay in the draft. That's the whole thing. Like, if I'm able to trade back to 8, 9, or 10, stay in the draft, and acquire a player with who I'm trading with, I think that'd be an unbelievable situation.
Who do you think has a higher ceiling, Ace Bailey or Jabari Smith?
Ace Bailey.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the only thing stopping me, because Jabari Smith, like, I'd be like, yeah, it'd be great to have him, the size. There's potential there, and he's playing on a team with a lot of depth around him, so he doesn't always get all his opportunities. But, yeah, that's tough. It would be nice to get the player and the 9th pick.
I feel like we're so quick to give up on guys, like, in their rookie deals.
Yeah.
I'll always feel bad for Jabari in the little games that they played leading into that draft.
Yeah, that was rough.
Because it was like you did it. You didn't have to do this. And we asked, how is Paolo not the number one pick? For weeks, it was Jabari. And we kept asking, how is Paolo not the number one pick? And we knew who the number two pick was. And I just and we've heard stories about how that happened and why it happened, and it's like, yeah, I was just messing with like a young man's like life, his confidence, his paycheck. Like, you mess with a whole bunch of things. Like, I felt that was so kind of out of pocket the way that went, because from everything that we heard, Orlando was never taking Jabari. Like, they were always taking Paolo. And they just let the reports stay out there. We really like Jabari. They just let that stay out there and fueled it a little bit. And one explanation we got is they did it to screw with Houston. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, man. Well, what about Jabari? Now people are looking at Jabari like there's something wrong with him.
Yeah. Why did he drop?
Like, how did he drop?
Yeah.
And again, everyone knew who was going number two. So, or we were pretty certain we knew who was going number two. And
That sucks, but would you have done something different if you were Orlando? Like, in that situation, like, I think they were trying to either Finn, how was it? They were trying to Finn Houston off or maybe deal with him, maybe even get more out of them or something because they thought Houston.
But didn't Orlando have the number one pick?
They did, but they thought, wasn't, didn't they think Houston really wanted Jabari Smith? And they were trying to say, well, you can have him.
Hey, if, yeah. You want to move up?
If you, you know, do kind of like what Danny Ainge did mm-hmm. with the Celtics. I don't know. It is messed up.
With the Sixers.
Yeah.
For Markelle Fultz. Sixers. Yeah.
It is kind of messed up, but I mean it's kind of the business too though. Like if you look at it's unfortunate for these young guys, but if you got a situation where like, yo, we could take advantage of this for our franchise.
Yeah. That's just tough, man. It went into the whole thing with like, wow, Jabari, like what happened in the final weeks?
He didn't interview good.
It's like, no, like that's
the favorite excuse. Yeah, he didn't interview good. No. That's a favorite.
Old Eric Bieniemy line.
Yeah.
Maybe Sam Cassell doesn't interview good either.
It's been a minute.
Sam Cassell still influencing the generations today. Said Ty said he got a warning. He was like, yeah, I kind of knew that was going to happen. Tyree's got a warning.
I hate
little
that
Sam Cassell
too.
You hate it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
Do you think?
But the fact that it kind of dusted it all, like I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Also, turn around. They don't have a timeout. Play defense. But
if he would have done the old Impolonese, that would have been hilarious.
Oh, that OP video is classic.
Yeah. Do you think the NBA is being, well, I'm not going to talk about Ty and his situation, but do you think the NBA is coming down too much on their players? Like, this is the playoffs. I'm like, let people celebrate. Let them talk. Let them go at it. Like, let the game have some passion.
Well, I think they are. Like, where do you think they're being too aggressive?
That one you shouldn't be doing.
I understand. Yeah, yeah. I understand that one. But I don't know. Just in general, it feels like that just in general with the NBA. Like, they're always, like, coming down on guys. I'm like, let them celebrate. Like, let the game be entertaining and exciting. Like, I feel like you do anything.
Well, this isn't
you get
baseball.
Teed up.
Like, I think they are.
Yeah, it's not as bad as baseball. Baseball, you can't do nothing.
Yeah, they let them cook.
Yeah, I mean, I also think the playoffs have been really physical. Like, you look at some of these series we've had, they've been some pretty aggressive series. Oh, yeah. And that's not even to get a Draymond Green joke off. Like, mm-hmm. I think overall the playoffs, I mean, Jokic the other night against, not in the 50-point blowout, but in the
first game.
The game one. Yeah, mm-hmm. like, they kicked his ass that game.
Yeah, they were going
That's
out.
Why I was so impressed by it. Like, he fought through that. He went to the foul line. Like, he mm-hmm. – that was as, like, tough, as physically tough of a performance I've seen from a basketball player.
You're having a turn on Jokic. This is – you're starting
no,
to buy
it's
the stock.
Not that. It's not that. It's, yeah. like, it's that particular game. Where mm-hmm. I was like, that was, to me, I thought that was one of the best games I've ever seen Jokic play because it was – you know, a lot of the times he does stuff, and I'm sure it's not, but it just looks effortless for him. Yeah. And it's like, oh, it's like he's just doing what Jokic does. Mm-hmm. The Thunder are such a brilliant defensive team, and they were so physical in that game. And the refs just, they let it be physical.
Yeah.
And Jokic still didn't shy away, mm-hmm. went to the foul line. You know, those 18 fourth quarter points, I think 42 overall. It's 5 or 7 offensive rebounds. I can't remember whether he or Aaron Gordon had the 7 and who had the 5. But, like, I just thought that was one of the toughest performances I've ever seen from him.
And also, Leezy, I think me and Damien have been on the same page with this one. We don't deny who Jokic is.
Yeah, no, I know what
he's been like. He's one of the greatest. He's going to go down as one of the greatest. I just don't get excited to see him play basketball.
No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Until I start watching him. Right, like the thought of, oh, the Nuggets are playing today. I don't get hyped. Like,
yeah.
Oh, Kyrie's playing tonight or something.
Yeah, like, Jamal Murray and Jokic. Yeah. Oh my God.
Like, man, I don't want to see that. And then I'm sitting down watching the game, and he does something crazy. I'm like, this dude is sick.
Yeah, always seen this. It's one thing to see a stat line, be like, oh, he put up these numbers, but then to like actually watch a full game and like right now with the microscope under them in the playoffs, it is exciting to see. And like,
I'm anxious to see how they respond.
Yeah,
you got your ass kicked by 49 points.
Yeah.
Or maybe they didn't lose by 49. They were down by 49 at one point in that game. After a game one win, people are back to not taking you seriously. How are you going to respond?
People are me.
And this is the MVP battle, too. I know the votes are
there's a lot of KCs.
Yeah.
Not all of them are wearing Knicks hats, but still.
But no, it's been entertaining to watch the series between seeing SGA do his thing and Jokic. It's been a great series to watch. So, but one thing you've been talking about is like his demeanor. Like, Jokic, like, his game is, like, really kind of, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like you said, it's not exciting to watch. And even his personality is not that great, but seeing him be more, I don't know, passionate during the playoffs has been great to see. Like you were talking about when he's in the huddle, he's being the coach. He's telling him what to do. It's been exciting to see that side of him, showing that he cares.
I'm with you. Yeah, like seeing him play with emotion has been dope. I've never questioned whether he cared about basketball, I just like winning and losing the game. I just cared as to whether he actually, like, clock in and clock out. I just want to get this over with.
Like the Tony Romo line you said, if he don't care, why do I care?
Right.
Yeah.
But I love him screaming at everybody. I don't know why. I love him grabbing the clipboard and looking at Jamal Murray and pointing at the clipboard and telling him what to do. It's like, oh, I like this version of Jokic.
I'm in the same boat. That's how I like my players.
Sometimes people need to be cussed out. Jokic out there yelling at his teammates. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. I don't know if they're going to be able to get three more wins out of it, but.
Are they in Denver this next game? Or?
Yeah.
Okay,
game
good.
Three.
Denver tonight, right?
It's going down.
Only one game tonight. Or no, two games.
Again? Oh.
Two games. Cleveland.
Cleveland and, yeah.